independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Pennsylvania State Police officers received a tip that the vehicle that we were looking for, the white Ford Fusion, was in a McDonald's parking lot near Erie, PA. The vehicle fled from that area. There was a short pursuit in which the vehicle was stopped. As the officers approached that vehicle, Steve Stevens took his own life.
Ah, Facebook killer, no longer with us. Chickened out. Thought he was a badass, and I guess he thinks he's a badass because he can shoot a 74-year-old unarmed man standing there picking up cans in between his hanging out with his family and getting ready for Easter dinner, but took his life today. Why? Because he's a coward. And, you know, I mean, nobody's ever going to know. You're never going to know, ever, why he did what he did, why he chose that person, why people like this do these kind of things. You are never, ever going to know. Some people, you know, these lone wolves that do the things they do as far as their acting out their anger towards America, you understand, right? You get a feel for it. But somebody like this, did he just snap? Was it all of a sudden? Was it going to be someday? Just didn't know what day it was? Was he on borrowed time as far as being sane? Did something drive him to it? He blames his girlfriend, who, by the way, still hasn't said anything horrible about him. You just don't know. Horrible. Horrible situation. But thankfully, the cops didn't have to confront him in a way that caused more potential loss of life and injuries. And, you know, as cowards tend to do, he took the coward way out. And away he went. We had a shooting in Fresno today. Three people were killed by a Corey Muhammad is his name. Not quite sure exactly what his deal is. He did scream Allah Akbar when they took him into custody.
Immediately upon that individual scene, the officer, he literally dove onto the ground and was taken into custody. And as he was taken into custody, he yelled out Ali Akbar.
Ali Akbar, which is Allah's cousin, Ali. I heard another one of my comrades, I don't want to say coworkers, but another person that works inside my industry today talking about how evil the world is and stuff like this is happening. And I just sit there and I just laugh. It's like, dude, you're talking to America. You're talking to Americans. The world is not evil. Are there bad people in the world? Yes. But there are far more good people in the world than bad people. Are there bad places to live at this moment in time? Yes. Would you not, you know, you don't really want to take a trip to Syria, right? You don't really want to take a trip to North Korea. But the world's not a horrible place. I hate it. In this industry, it drives me crazy, right? It drives me crazy in this industry. I love what I do. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you because that's what you expect from me. First and foremost, I don't blow smoke, all right? I can piss down your back and tell you, it's raining outside. It's not who I am. I don't ever pretend to be anybody I'm not. I'm a dad, first and foremost, with the most amazing little boy in the world who's the greatest thing in the world to me. I love what I do. I work hard at this job. I am blessed at it. It took me a long time to get here, and I don't plan on going anywhere soon. But I'm under no illusion that somehow I'm a greater American than you. I'm under no illusion that somehow I should scream and yell at the top and you should listen to everything I say and take it as if it's the gospel of the world. That's not who I am. You make up your own choice. You make up your own mind. I'll give you the stories. I'll give you my opinion on something. But the difference is my opinion is going to be based on truth, not feelings, and how my belief system works and how I want it to be. I get bombarded all the time by the conspiracy theorists, the false flag people, the Alex Jones crowd, the alt-right, all the time because I'm not that guy. There's plenty of that guys out there for you. Go ahead. Enjoy it. But I give you the truth. We live in the most amazing time in our history. My goodness, you could go into a 7-Eleven and buy a cell phone. Is that insane? I'd like a Slurpee and a cell phone. Wow. We have everything at our fingertips. Our poor are obese. That's not a good thing. But if you put it in context with the rest of the world in some certain places, most everybody listening has a cell phone, and it's a smart one. We live in a great time. The bitching, the whining, the moaning. God. Look, these are things that are important to talk about, but the truth is, what's the most important thing? Your family, right? That's the most important thing. Your career, your job. You want to know you're safe and taken care of. All of this stuff, all this other crap is just screaming and yelling from the hills. This false flag in these narratives. And this Alex Jones, I mean, he's got to look. We were at the convention. I will say he's a master manipulator. And for all of you who fell for it, shake your head. Yesterday in court, while fighting custody, and look, I have been in a situation in my life where I've had to fight custody. People do bad things and say horrible things. When I was a kid, my father and mother got into a horrible fight over custody. I've been there. It could be ugly. It could be horrible. People say horrible things. His lawyer came out and said the other day that, you know, hey, Alex Jones isn't real. It's a persona. It's performance art. It's all of these kind of things. Right? That's what they said in court, by the way. His lawyer, open court, that's what they said. Because they're trying to show, his ex-wife's trying to show how crazy he is. And I talk about this stuff because I listen, because I love talk radio, right? I'm not just a person who is blessed to do it. I'm also a person that, hey, quite frankly, I love it. But it's hard to listen to certain colleagues in this business. Because they're so full of crap. Some of it is a persona. Some of it they actually believe, and they won't listen to anything because they have zero ability to open their mind. I sit here and I shake my head at times. Not that I think I'm anything special, because quite frankly, I don't. I'm an average guy. It's kind of funny. I like to look at all sides, a bit cerebral, even though I've got a bit of ADD. I don't blame Alex Jones and his lawyer for doing what they did yesterday. It's the right thing to do, man. When you're fighting for your kids, damn Skippy. But when we were out there in the convention, we were laughing because, look, it's an act. It's a persona. It's not real. The fact that you sold a bill of goods to millions of people who bought it, whether it be Pizzagate and Hillary and all of these people are trying to sell child sex slavery at Comet Ping Pong Pizza somewhere, or the false flag crazy narratives that they're throwing out there all the time. He was getting hammered last night on social media. Fans turned against him. He was doing all he could today to say it was a bunch of bunk.
They want to ban us and say we're fake because we are credible, and they seize things to hurt us. It's an allegory. I'm doing a skit. Oh, so you're an actor. And I go, yeah, to illustrate my beliefs. But I believe in what I believe 110%. Right now, I'm just being myself.
No, you don't. The people that believe that usually live far away from everybody, off the grid, with 6 cell phones, right? So they can't track us. This just makes me laugh. But that's why I always tell you, when I do my show, first and foremost, I always tell you this, blessed to be in this country. I don't care if you're a young black kid who's growing up in Detroit, or you're a well-to-do Asian kid growing up in Beverly Hills, or you're my son who is blessed beyond all belief with his strawberry blonde hair, his good looks, and 2 parents who care for him growing up in San Diego, California. You're blessed to be in this country. Is this country perfect? By no means. But is the world a scary, dangerous place where we can't go out? No. It's not. It's not. Do bad things happen? Yes. Are there horrible people like Steve Stevens and this Corey Muhammad guy? Yes. But by and large, the world's a great place. Could our kids be tougher today? Absolutely. But it's still the best place on earth. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's a false flag narrative. They're coming to get me. The government wants me gone. They're going to come and take me away. Ha-ha! Hoo-hoo! To the funny farm. Heard that song? Life is beautiful. That's right. Hey, millions of people right now are frustrated because they're sick and tired of paying high bills to large companies because they're locked in to this giant, huge system that's inside their house that's supposed to protect them. And after a few months, you get sick and tired of using it, and it's never on. Ugh, it's overcomplicated. It's ridiculous. But now there's a better way, a simple way to protect your home and family. It's called Simply Safe Home Security. When I mean simple, I mean if I can do it, if my mom can do it, Jack's mom can do it, if Kelly, our coworker here, can do it, and if she can do it, anybody can do it. It's simple. Go online, few clicks, boom. Simply Safe Home Security is on its way. A few days later, it's on your doorstep, and an hour after that, your home is surrounded with 24/7 professional protection. Doesn't get simpler than that. Here's the best part. With Simply Safe, there are no hidden fees, no long-term contracts, no hassle, just better, smarter home security. So go to simplysafe.com/Benson, right? You're going to get 10% off. But hurry. It's not going to last forever. That's simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off your Simply Safe home security system. Simplysafe.com/Benson. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. We've got the race just finishing up in Georgia. We'll touch on that. And also, we got what's next. What's next for the free speech here in America? Chad.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
What's next for Merca? Protest. What's next? Very interesting. We've done what's next for, you know, free speech in this country. But protest, free speech, it's kind of become different, right? Free speech is the opportunity for us to have our piece, to say our piece. Within limits, obviously, can't scream, you know, fire in a crowded theater. But protesting has become a contact sport. It's not what it once was. Yeah, there's been some violence here and there before when it comes to protest and big situations. But by and large, we have been able to protest in a way that, you know, has been pretty peaceful comparatively to the rest of the world. Again, we've had our issues before in the past. But this last 18 months, it has been something different. And we have seen something, I think, really, since the whole World Trade Organization in Seattle, when you had these group of urban kids, suburbia kids, white kids who are pissed and angry at the world, breaking things up, and it has become a contact sport. And they want to be this anarchist, and they're showing up everywhere. Case in point, Berkeley, this past weekend, Trump rally. People there, first of all, you're going to have a rally at Berkeley. Understand that if you are just a Democrat, you're not as progressive as you need to be. So being a Trump supporter at Berkeley is going to cause problems anyway. You've seen what happened when Milo showed up there. You've seen what happened when Ann Coulter showed up there or anybody else that does not have a progressive agenda. They want to shut it down. But then you get these outside agitators that show up. And this is the issue that we've had over and over again. This past weekend, it was different, right? This past weekend, these outside agitators showed up with batons and pepper spray and shields, but the Trump supporters had their outside agitators who showed up, and they were loaded and ready to throw down as well.
Today, the woman who took that punch is speaking out.
We knew that there was probably going to be violence.
Luis Rosalama drove all the way from Ventura to join the demonstration, and she knew going in that there was a chance of it turning violent.
We were hoping for the best, but expecting the worst.
Yeah, and the worst was she got laid out. Unfortunately, nowadays, especially when it comes to free speech and protest, that's what we get. And we get people that show up, outside agitators, and it doesn't matter where it is. Supposed to be a peaceful march in Baltimore or Ferguson. people are angry and they're showing up and they're coming there specifically to cause problems, specifically to fight, specifically to throw down. And it's a sad situation. But we can't let that stop us from going out and exercising our rights. So what's next for free speech? It's going to get bloody. It's going to get ugly. But the beauty of our country is we've withstood a lot more than that, and we'll continue. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Apparently, remember that dossier that, it's not a dance move, that came out, dossier, that came out right after Trump was elected and had all this stuff and this weird, like, you know, Trump urinating on the same bed that that Obama slept in. And it was all, a good portion of it was baloney, but there was a few grains of truth in there. Well, I guess the FBI used that to get a warrant to wiretap an associate Russian inside of there. So this is going to start this whole thing again with Russia. It's not going anywhere. This is going to plague him along with his taxes for a long while. What's going to make it go away is the boredom that people have when the rest of the country looks around and says, hey, we're all working. The economy's okay. We feel safe. Trump's kind of doing his job. They repealed and replaced. May be good, may not be good, but they made the effort. Eh. And eventually people get bored with it. But as long as there's a there and people are still bitching and moaning, this is what you're going to get. It's going to be here. It ain't going anywhere. It's going to continue to be a thorn in his side until eventually some of the stuff that he's trying to implement and the Republicans actually get through without their infighting, like the repeal and replace, then I think you'll start to see this not be the there. But right now, you're going to hear more and more about this stuff, and it's sad. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Women would rather do this? Ugh. And teens, sex, it's off. Why? Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We are sending a powerful signal to the world. We're going to defend our workers, protect our jobs, and finally, put America first.
Putting America first, Wisconsin today, the Trumpster, doing what he does, getting out in the crowd, talking about jobs, talking more about jobs, continuing to talk about jobs. That's what Trump does well. And when he does it right, this is what you get. People excited. That's it. If for all of the worries that people will have over Trump, there are a few things that if you're able to knock it out of the park, doesn't matter, right? If you fix the economy or at least get the economy into the point where it's humming along at 3, 4, 5% on a somewhat regular basis, if you're able to get rid of the likes of Un and Assad, have a better working relationship with both Russia and China, and we're seeing right now, as far as the border go, kids, I have news for you along the border. He is doing a job along the border. He himself is singularly doing the job along the border. Just his words alone are scaring people. Getting out there and seeing doctors cross the border doing any of these things. They're not coming. They're not. They're afraid. His talk alone has slowed down what was once a tsunami at times of people. It's now become a trickle because they're worried. They're absolutely worried.
We suspect that the reason that's happening is because of the enforcement of immigration. Certainly there are stories in the media where you hear of individuals being detained. They're detained taking children to school or, you know, going off for regular appointments, driving down the street or whatever, and then all of a sudden they end up in detention. And we think that what's happening is that people may just be afraid to come out. They're concerned about that they go out to the grocery store, or in our case, they come for a medical appointment, and you know, they're going to be arrested and not make it home that night.
It's the thought process, the fear of the unknown. Trump put something out there so many times, right? So many times he put things out there that it became a part of the campaign that everybody talked about. The wall, enforcing illegal immigration, enforcing the laws on the books, doing all of those things, that it is now, it has terrified people. It has. The fight about, hey, you know what? You got a sanctuary city? You ain't getting anything from us. You want to fight us? Go for it. You're not getting a penny. That infrastructure? Sorry, not going to happen. And people are like, yeah, you know what? We should enforce the laws. It's much more complex than that. But the psychology of it all is this is what's happening right now. He alone, his talk, the rhetoric, has become an invisible wall. Maybe the most important invisible wall. Maybe the most important wall of all. Because you may build a wall, but think, you know, people get over it, and we're not going to really enforce anything. You may have no wall, but if people realize that there is a line there that if you cross, it's going to be enforced like that, and you're not going to like it, that's not a good thing. But there are a lot of people here, and some of those people have diseases. And I'm not talking about tuberculosis and HIV and hepatitis. I'm talking about chronic diseases that need to be seen. And we're a nation that, you know what, we're not horrible people.
We see a lot of our patients, probably more than 50, 60% of our patients have at least one chronic medical condition, oftentimes multiple conditions. They need to continue to be evaluated. They need to continue to be followed up.
Just the thought process alone is keeping people away. I don't think that's a good thing. I don't. But you're hearing it. You're hearing it along the border. You're hearing it in places like Nogales, where normally they've got detention centers that are packed to the brim. Now they're empty. It's not because they're getting away. It's because they're just not coming. They're not. Trump is trying to do all he can to keep the promises that he made. You're not going to keep them all, but he is at least damn well going at every single one of those as fast as possible. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. We're still waiting some of the results out of Atlanta. There's the congressional 6th district. And again, micro snapshot, John Ossoff, 30-year-old Democrat. Tom Price left to become Health and Human Secretary for the Trump administration. This is his seat. The macro is this could be a much bigger picture of what may be coming in 2018 if the Republicans can't get their crap together. He was supposed to win tonight. If he didn't get over 50%, he would not. He would not. If he got over 50%, he would not have to have a runoff. If he didn't, he's going to have a runoff in June. So still waiting some results from that, and I'm sure that's going to come a little bit later. Women. Producer Phil, you better sit down for this one. I think we should all sit down for this one. Everybody take a deep breath. Apparently, according to this new poll, 1,000 women were surveyed. Get ready for this. Top four choices for women during their relaxation time of what they would rather do, or rather, you know, what's their favorite thing to do. Number one. Read a book. Oh. Number two, have a bath. Again, all relaxing. I get that. Number three on the list. Top 10 answers on the board. Number three, crafting, knitting, sewing. Number four, sex. Womp, womp, wah, 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 wah. Women say if they have some free time, the last thing they want to do really in this kind of situation is have sex. They want to enjoy themselves. They want some time to themselves. Now, Some women say, well, you know, if my husband had free time or my boyfriend, he'd rather go down to the pub or he'd rather go wherever. No, 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 no. If you're choosing sex over, I mean, if you're choosing knitting or ironing or, you know, ninja working or yoga or woodworking or any of this stuff over having sex with your partner, either A, he's not doing it right. Right? That's like number one. Or B, you guys need to split up because this is not working. It's not working for me. I know that. That's crazy. You'd rather knit than be with your partner. If I knew that, if I was with somebody and they said, well, you know, I'm really not into it. And I'd be like, all right, well, you know what? Hey, good luck to you. I wish you all the best. I wish you all the best. Well, no, we could. No. It's okay. You go fall in love with a knitting instructor. Do whatever it is that you need to do. But I think it's best that we part our ways. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, Chad at Chad Benson Show. Phil, Indiana, you want to talk about people staying away from America?
That's right, man. I work for a big university, and international students are slowing down coming. So it's not just the illegal folks sneaking across the border or staying too long on a visa. International students, scholars, they're not coming. And they're taking with them their money to buy cars and their money to rent houses and buy food. And we're talking about thousands and thousands of students in every for a lot of states.
Well, you know what, man? Again, and these are people that are coming over here legally, who are coming here to go to school, who are going to spend money to go to school, good money to go to school, and then about what's going to happen. So imagine somebody who's here illegally or thinking about crossing that. Dude, it's an imaginary wall, but it's a wall that is working as good as any wall that we've ever had there.
But you'd think it's crazy, keeping out the bad guys, but it's also keeping out all these good folks of stuff we can truly measure. So you have an imagined potential protection of keeping out the bad guys that we're not really sure of, but okay, I'll take your word for that. Maybe that keeps them out against what we know is being kept out, people that we know aren't coming now because they look and they go, I have no idea if I'm going to end up getting booted out of the country, losing everything I got, getting kicked out in the middle of my program, because Donald Trump doesn't seem like a well-measured, well-intentioned guy. He seems like, I have no idea what he might do, which is what you're talking about with the.
Well, you know what? Look, that's Phil, I appreciate your call, man. That's being ignorant, though, to think that, you know, halfway through you're going to be thrown out. We're not a dictatorship. This is not who we are. This isn't Pyongyang, right? This isn't Damascus. This isn't the Soviet Union. We're not the former Soviet Union. You know, we're not tossing people out. This isn't it. But people are scared. Young people are scared. They're scared because they think, too, that Americans hate them. And those people that were behind Trump, also ignorant, that this is what it is, you know, that people are going to run away. But he's right. But a lot of people don't want to come here. There's a fear factor in that. But that is on you. If you're afraid of something, that's on you. Do the research. You're not being tossed out of here. You're not. Unless you do something wrong. But as far as people coming here illegally, much different story. But if you're educated enough to get into one of our colleges, then you should realize that if you have a visa to come here and go to school, you're not going to be tossed out of here. You're not. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Sex and teens. I'm going to get to it in a little bit. I wanted to talk about it, but I'm going to get to it in a little bit because that's the kind of guy I am. I want to talk about that. To me, I find this to be eye-opening, not surprising, and yet, as a male, having been a teenage boy, kind of surprising. Gold Co. Precious Metals. I trust them. Why? Well, in uncertain times, you need to find somebody who's got your back. That's why I love Gold Co. They're knowledgeable about precious gold, silver. These things have been traded and used as currency and collateral for centuries upon centuries, long before there was a stock market, long before there were things called currency as we know it today with paper notes. Gold and silver and precious metals were traded They've been around forever. They're going to continue to do so. Having somebody who understands how to diversify your portfolio and give it protection to the downside, you worked hard for it, and also give you an opportunity to make money to the upside, is invaluable. That's why I trust Goldco. These guys get it. They're not scare tactics. They're not out there screaming and yelling and telling you, oh my God, the world's coming to an end. They're real. They understand what it's about. They want to take a portion of what you have and protect it. It's a great thing, kids. It's absolutely a great thing. So I want you to consider using a company like Goldco. Yes, Goldco. I told you, Goldco. Yes, Goldco. Yes, Goldco. Honest, ethical, knowledgeable. That's the key, kids. They're going to give you fantastic advice on how to invest in precious metals and protect what you've worked so hard for. Visit BensonGold.com to get yourself this starter kit. It's a free IRA guide from Goldco. All right, go there. That's BensonGold.com, BensonGold.com. Also write a blog. You can check it out about precious metals, diversifying, the best way to do these kind of things. Having been a broker, having understood these markets, having traded both the physical and the futures, this is why I love these guys. A lot of these other gold companies that come to me, I laugh at them because they're scare tactics. The world's coming to an end, BS. I don't buy it. Goldco, these guys I trust, they I love. Go to BensonGold.com. Get your free IRA guide. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. It's Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Man, Phil, I don't know who that voiceover guy was there before we were coming back from break, but he's dazzling.
Thanks.
Want to point that out, Phil, ladies and gentlemen. Sex, kids, teenagers, right? You always stay away from sex. You're going to get someone pregnant. You're going to get pregnant. Preach the abstinence. The big A, abstinence. And those of you who saw the movie Meet the Millers, your head went right there, and I'm okay with that. Abstinence. People are worried, though. The West, we're not having kids. Young people aren't procreating. Japan is going through a horrific low birth rate like they've never seen. Like, the loneliest person in the hospital is a baby doctor. Okay, ain't no babies. Why is that? Well, the times have changed. First of all, this younger generation, they don't know how to meet people, right? They're not good at that. A lot of times it was arranged marriages. It worked. They're struggling. Low birth rate. Like, we're talking about having the Japanese population here in the next several decades. That's scary. Why? Because they're addicted to video games and they don't know how to meet people. Guess what? Teenage sex? Not a lot of it. Why? Kids are too busy playing what? Video games. Video games. Now, as a healthy young teenage boy, there was a few things on my mind. One of them was not video games. Now, we didn't have the video games these kids did. But dare I say that we have these video games now, and I probably didn't really want to play a lot of them back then either. But they're not having sex, which is a good thing. But they're also just not getting personal. They're not meeting each other, not going out doing things. Everything's online. So there's not that human interactive. They're also not smoking and drinking, which is also very good. Because they said video games like Pokemon, Grand Theft Auto are far more important. In fact, nearly half the city of New York's teens, about 45.6%, spend at least 3 days an hour playing their computer video game. That's crazy. World we live in, understand that. But it's rising. 2013, it was 41%. 2005, it was 28%. Still, that's only 4% higher than the national average. Percentage of high schoolers who've had sex fell with about 31% in 2013 to 27% in 2015. Record low since the CDC started keeping records. And they said kids would, much like women, would like to knit, read a book. How about this? Read a book about knitting in a bath. That is the ultimate for a woman, apparently. This is what a texter wrote in, producer Phil. I was laughing. This is great. This is great. Oh, Maybe crafting brings in an income such as Etsy. It's relaxing. Maybe you need dollars more than sex. LOL. Men normally are too interested in other things like sports, news, or hanging outside smoking cigs and drinking a beer on the deck. That's true. That's one of the things. That's one of the things that this thing mentioned, the survey about women wanting to have relaxing time with knitting and reading a book more than have sex with their partner. One of it was, well, men are often interested in doing other things. Again, you're with the wrong guy, is what I'm saying. Or you're not attractive. Chad, you're a jerk. It's possible I'm a jerk. Possible. Highly unlikely. Okay, mostly likely. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Email the show. You can text us, 323-538-2423. Call the program whenever you feel free. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. I have so many numbers. We have a crazy amount of numbers. And I remember them in my brain because I'm not knitting and I'm thinking about other things. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.